Hallelujah. Greetings, beloved, in the name of Jesus. Greetings, beloved, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on in. We are praying. We are praying. We are closing the month of May. Hallelujah. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in, beloved dancers. Come on in. Come on in, dancing preachers. We are praying. We are praying. We are praying. Halabashuka la mandelebo sunto. We are praying in this month of May. We are praying. We are closing our month of May. Hallelujah. I see you, Minister Tanisha Mark. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on in, saints. Come on in. I greet you all in the wonderful name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's 3 a.m. in South Africa, and I believe it's a 9 p.m. EST time. We are praying in the morning. We are believing God for miracles. We are praying, seeking the face of the Lord. We are coming in to Shabbat the Lord, to give him praise, to give him glory. That is due to his name. Father, we give you the glory. Father, we give you the praise. You alone are God. You alone reigns. You alone are glorious. You alone are mighty. You alone are awesome. You alone are excellent. Even this morning, Father, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. For there is no one like you. There will never be anyone else like you, Almighty God. We thank you. We welcome you in this place. Come and have your way in us. Come, Almighty God. And do what you want to do in this life. We welcome you, Spirit of the Living God. Come and pray victoriously through us. As we pray, stay us up in prayer. Oh, let rivers flow. Let rivers of living water begin to flow out of our bellies. Even as we pray, Almighty God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Mandele Boko Sianta. Mandele boko rabasu kalamante, ribata kalamandele bosianta. You are welcome, anto suta ketala busu tulububu sita, rikate mentili bububu sita, ika mantele besu tulububu suta, makayantele boko rababasanta, mandele boku rababakaya mantele bo. We welcome you, Spirit of the Living God. Guide and direct us. Lead us in all your truth. Lead us in all your ways. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you, Lord. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Let's just clap hands for the Lord. For our Lord is good. For our King is greater. For our King is mighty. For our King is excellent. For our King is always victorious. Oh, we serve a mighty God. We serve a mighty King. We serve a powerful Master. There is none like him. There'll never be anyone like him all over the world. He is greater. He is mighty. He is awesome. He is excellent. He is king forever. He reigns forever. He rules forever. Oh Lord, we give you the praise. We give you the glory, O Master. We honor you, Almighty King. We honor you even this day. This is the day that Lord has made for us to rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, we rejoice in this day. Oh, we rejoice in this day. We are glad in this day. Putalababa suta. We are glad in this day, oh God. No depression, no stress, no worry, no anxiety. Oh, mighty God, this is the day you have made for us to rejoice rejoice and be glad in it, and therefore we will rejoice in the Lord. It's not about what we have, it's not about what you have done, but the joy of the Lord is our strength. We are joyous this morning, we are joyous this day, we have new strength because of the joy of the Lord. Father, we thank you that we are glad in this day, that you have made this day, that we may be glad in it. Almighty God, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Greetings, saints, in the wonderful name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we all know, it's IDC prayer, International Dance Commission. It's our time of prayer. We are praying every Monday to Friday of the month, every week. If it's 4 weeks in a month, if it's 5 weeks in a month, we are here praying. There's always an intercessor who is standing in the gap on behalf of the nations. So every day, if you want to know the schedule, you can go to our IDC Facebook page, or you can go to our IDC, which is a Ning website, or you can go to you can Google it on Google, and then check the IDC website page, and then you will see all the prayer schedules. And we also have prayers for those that are in America. We have prayers that are dial in or conference prayer every morning at 6 a.m. with our founder and apostle, Sabrina McKenzie. She's doing those prayers every Monday to Friday at 6 a.m. It's dial-in prayers. So we are filling the atmosphere with prayer. We are pregnant, you know, with anticipation. We are pregnant with revival. We believe in God for revival, you know. So we are pushing in prayer because we can sense that something great is happening. Something great is about to be birthed. Something great is about to happen, not only in America, but in the nations of the world. There is a great revival coming. There is a great outpouring or a great move of God that is coming. And who knows, you know, when a woman is pregnant and they're about to give birth, they know what to do. They know how to prepare. So we are also preparing, you know, ourselves for the revival. We are soaking in prayer. We are pushing in so that, you know, God may birth it forth in our time, in our days. Almighty God, we are so expectant for the great move of God. And our theme for this month is nine other than next level elevation. Next level elevation. And, you know, I just went on to Google, what does elevation mean? You know, I love it in the geography, you know, the geography point of view. I'm just going to read for you what it says. It says that the elevation of a geographic location is its height above or below a fixed reference point, most commonly a referenced geode or a mathematical model of the earth. But when you go to the dictionary, it says that elevation is the action or the fact of raising or being raised to a higher, more important level, state, or a position. It means that there are similarities. It can also mean promotion. When you speak of elevation, it also speaks of promotion. When we speak of elevation, it also speaks of upgrading. When we speak of elevation, it also speaks of advancement, which means that you are advancing. You are taking territory. You are going to the next level. It also speaks of advance. It also, you know, there are many different terms. It can also speak of increase, you know, multiplication. That is, you know, also part of elevation. But our scripture today that the Lord has laid in my heart is in the book of Revelations chapter 4. If we can go to the book of Revelations chapter 4, it reads as follows. After these things, I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here and I will show you things which must take place after this. You know, this scripture, when I was reading it, you know, I was like, Lord, where do we come? Where is this place you are calling us into? And then in my heart, it was laid that the Lord is calling us to come up in the spiritual realm, to come up to another dimension in Him, another dimension in the realm of the Spirit. You know, what was laid in my heart was that before God can elevate you, before God can promote you, before God can upgrade you, you need to go up in Him. And it brings me back to that dictionary explanation of the geographic location. It is a point or a height above, you know, a referenced point, which means that for us to see clearly, for us to hear clearly, we need to go up. For us to see clearly, because as much as we are excited about the upgrading, as much as we are excited about the promotion, as much as we are excited about the elevation, what is it that God is elevating in your own personal life? What is it that God is promoting you to? What is it that God is upgrading you to? What area of your life is God upgrading? What area of your ministry is God upgrading? Where is this promotion? Is it promotion, you know, in your job? Is it promotion in the spiritual realm? Is it promotion, you know, in ministry? You know, we need to see clearly, we need to hear clearly. You know, for you know, birds, in order for them to have a better view, they need to go up higher so that they may see their target high above, because they are lifted up, so they are clearly seeing their object from, you know, from the place where they are, and they even have strategies of how to hit their target because they have seen clearly. So I want us to, you know, as we are about to be elevated by God, or as God is elevating us, or as God is upgrading us, we need to know what it is that God is upgrading in our lives. We need to know which area is God promoting. What is it that God is doing? We need to see clearly. We need to have ears to hear. You know, John the Baptist, when he was called by God, he heard the voice of the Lord. He heard the voice calling him to come up. And you know what I love about it is that it was not a man-made orchestra. It was not a man-made elevation. It was not a man-made promotion. He did not do it in his own flesh, but God called him. God called him. God handpicked him. God did it by himself. He did not try to do it in his own flesh. John did not try to, you know, to go up in his own ways, or he did not try to, you know, maneuver his way to the next level. I don't want us to be tired. I don't want us to do this elevation in the flesh. I don't want us to, you know, to get the promotion with ways of the flesh. But I want us to call upon the Lord today and ask God, Lord, may you be the one who calls me higher. May you be the one who elevates me. May you be the one who sets me, who advances me. I don't want to do it in my own ways. I don't want to do it in my own strength. It is not by might, not by power, but let it be by your Spirit, oh God. So this is one of the things we need to pray for, that, oh God, as you are elevating me, as you are promoting me, as you are advancing me, as you are advancing your kingdom through me, as you are, you know, causing me to take territory, as we are preparing for July 1st, where we are, you know, roaring in the street with evangelism, may it not be by might, may it not be by power, but let it be by your Spirit. So I want us to pray this morning that, Lord, you will give me eyes that see, you know, and ears that hear with spiritual discernment. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, in the TPT version, that lovers of
God. You know, lovers of God have been given eyes to see and ears to hear with spiritual discernment. Let us not be puzzled. Let us not be taken by surprise when God is doing what he is doing, but let us know it in advance. The Bible says God does nothing without revealing it to his servants, the prophets. So it takes pleasure for God to reveal things to us before they happen. It takes pleasure to God to show us things, to cause us to know, to give us understanding. The Bible says we perish because of lack of knowledge. We need to have knowledge of where we are going. We need to have understanding of the assignment. We need to understand this promotion. We need to understand this advancement. We need to understand this elevation. Where are you elevating me? How are you elevating me? When are you elevating me? So God has, you know, all these things. He's able to reveal them to us when we go up higher. When we go up higher in prayer, when we go up higher in fasting, when we go up higher, you know, in our giving, in our sacrifices, when we go up higher in him, God is able to cause us to understand clearly. You know, we need to see clearly, like Jeremiah saw. He said, I see clearly. Whenever God showed him a vision, he said, I see clearly. And the Lord said, you have seen clearly. So I want us to pray that the Lord will open our eyes, that the Lord will give us discernment, that we may discern, so that we don't get into doors that God has not predestined for us to get into, so that we don't get into pressure because we know that we are being elevated and just enter any door or anyhow. But let us pray that God will be the one who gives us discernment so that we know when to enter the doors and how to enter the doors. Oh, my gosh, let us pray that, oh Heavenly Father, Manto Kubaba Suta, Riti Kutabasita Labububu Sita, Rimamama, Rikotomante Repesi Kutababa Suta. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will give us eyes that see and ears that hear with spiritual discernment. Give us discernment so that we will not, Almighty God, that we will not be sidetracked, that we will know the exact door, that we will know the exact place where you are taking us and how you want to take us and when you are taking us. Father, we pray, open our eyes of the Spirit as John did. The Bible says, behold, a door, Makasunta Lababa Santa, was standing open before him. Mantala Baba Basita, Lord, let doors be open for us that we may be able to go in. Let doors of promotion be opened. Let doors of elevation be opened. Let doors be opened before us that we may be able to go in. Makashu Kalamante, Libasu Kalamanta. Father, we pray for open doors. We pray for open doors. Lama Kusanta and discernment and understanding and knowledge of what it is that you want to do. Bakashukalamante siata. Father, we pray, oh God, that you will open our eyes of the Spirit, that you will open our ears of the Spirit, that you will give us discernment so that we don't just open any, so that we don't just go into any door, but we go on the doors you have predestined for us to go into. Makashintalaba Santa, the Bible says, Makaka Shontola Bobo Santa, he opens doors that no man can close. Makashanta, open doors of elevation for us that no man may be able to close. Makashutala Baba, Itaya Katatati Suta, Riputukura Baba Yata Suta, open doors of elevation for us. Doors that no man can close. Doors that no man can hinder. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. Jesus, and close any door that the enemy has opened so that he might trap us, so that he may trick us. Let them be closed in the name of Jesus. We don't just want to be excited about this word, but we want to see it coming to pass in our lives. Lord, we are about manifestation. Oh God, we pray, let this word of next level elevation be flesh in our lives. Let it become flesh in our lives. Almighty God, we pray, let your word be flesh in us. Father, we pray that your word will become flesh in our lives. Marka Sunta Rubababa Santa, that you speak of advancement, let us truly be advanced. That you speak of promotion, promote us, oh God, in our jobs, Almighty God, in our careers, in our ministries, in our finances. Let promotion come, let promotion come, let kingdom advancement come in our territories. Use us, oh God, as your history makers to advance your kingdom in every sphere and domain where you have placed us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Father, we pray, oh God. Iba kushi kalamanto. Iba bakutala bakusi amanta. Ribaka tolomo kusika dedede sita. Ribaba sukutulu bruku sukutuda. Irada da 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 sukuru bruku sukuda. Ibrede diatu kusutala babasuta. Ibrato kosuta. Ibrete kisukuta. Ikanto. You open doors that no man can close, and you close doors that no man can open. Oh, do it for us as you are elevating us, as you are increasing us, as you are multiplying us, as you are promoting us, as you are advancing us. Almighty God, we pray as we go to the next level. Lord, give us discernment to know which door to enter into and how to enter those doors. Lord, we pray, give us eyes to see, that we may see clearly. Give us eyes, oh God, to see and ears to hear what the Lord is saying, so that, Almighty God, we will not just get into doors that you never predestined for us. Father, we pray, Almighty God, give us knowledge as we go higher. In Revelations 1, you said in Revelations 4, you said, come up here, Lord. You are calling us. Let it be you, Almighty God, by your Spirit, oh Father. Do this, oh God, not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit. Rabakutububu Santa, let us go higher. Let us go higher. Patotokoda Santa, ya 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 ya. Ripata kitorete, ya 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 ya. Let us go up. Let us go up. Let us go up. Let us go up. Makako shente. Mantelebo santo. Like an eagle, oh God. Whenever an eagle wants Almighty God to see their target, they always go up so that they may be able to shoot straight at the target. Let us go up so that we may have an aerial view of where you are taking us. Oh God, like eagles. Riboko like eagles, oh God, let us go up. Leba kusunta, like eagles, take us up, oh God, that we may have an aerial view, that we may have a clear view of where the target is, of where you want us to be, in the mighty name of Jesus. Riba kusunto lobo kusata. Kimandele bobo kushi amantele bo sonto. Kimandele bobo bobo sonto lobo kurabaka santa. Kimandele bobo bobo sonto lobo bobo bobo sonto. Can we also go to the book of 1 Corinthians? 1 Corinthians chapter 16. From verse 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, from verse 9, Marco Shonto, it says, for a great and effective door has opened to me, and there are many adversaries, there are many challenges,
Even though the door is open before me, Mandolo Boko Santa, how many can just, say that I know what you're speaking about. I understand it clear. I know it is happening to me. For some, the Lord is bringing you promotion. For some of you, the Lord is elevating you. The Lord is opening the door before you for effective worker, for great worker, for the work of the Lord, for the work of the Lord, but there are many adversaries, there are many challenges, there are many attacks, but the door has been opened. May we pray today that, Lord, deal with my adversaries, deal with my adversaries this morning, deal with my adversaries, Almighty God. Yes, there is a great door for effective work that has been opened to me. I can see the door. Some are saying, Lord, I can see the door. Yes, the door is clear. It's before me. I can see it opened. But there are many adversaries. There are many who oppose me. In other versions, it says, but there are many enemies around. But there are many who oppose me. But there are many who are attacking me. But the enemy has come in like a flood. The Bible says the enemy has come in. But the Bible says, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise a standard. I want us to pray that the Lord will raise up a standard. The Lord will raise up a standard. Let us pray that, oh God, you will raise up a standard against my enemies in the name of Jesus. Lord, may you raise up a standard against our enemies. Lord, you say a great door, a mighty door, a huge door of opportunities, of effective work has been opened for us. But there are many adversaries. There are many attacks. There are many challenges. Holabakasanta, deal with the adversary on our behalf. Deal, Almighty God, oh God, with the adversary on our behalf. Father, we pray, deal with the adversaries. Baka Santa, adversaries in our finances, adversaries in our spiritual lives, in our prayer lives, adversaries in our workplaces, every adversary in our careers. May the Lord deal with the adversary of your marriage. May the Lord deal with the adversary of your children. May the Lord deal with the adversaries that are hindering your promotion. Father, we pray today, Halabasunta, Ribatekete, Ribububububububububusita, Ribata, Ricomonto, Ribateya, Ricalamanto. Father, we pray, deal with the adversary. Oh God, deal with our adversaries, deal with our enemies. Oh Father, we pray, raise up a standard against our enemies. For you said, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against our enemies. Father, we pray, may you raise up a standard against our enemies. Come, oh God, and raise up a standard against our enemies. For you say, this battle is not yours, but this battle is the Lord's. Father, we also say today that this battle is not ours, but this battle belongs to the Lord. And therefore, Father, we yield this battle to you. We surrender this battle to you. We see the effective door. We see the open door. We see the opportunities. We see it, oh God. And therefore we pray, deal away, cut off our adversaries, cut off every adversaries, cut off all our enemies, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Olabaku Santa, Ribabababa Santa, Rekementelebo Santo, Ribabababa Santa,
Santa, Rikolo Bobo Soto, awake for us, awake for me, awake for my children, awake for my husband, awake, 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 awake for the territories, awake, awake for South Africa, awake, awake for the nations, oh Rabababa Santa, awake, oh God, awake, Harabako Soto, Lobo Soto, awake, 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 and scatter our enemies, awake, 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 and let our enemies be scattered, awake, 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 Reka Baba Kosoto, awake, awake, Adaba Suta, Baba 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 Suta, awake for us, awake for us, O Son of the Spirit, awake for us, awake, O God, for us, and war against our enemies, deal with the adversaries, for every opportunity, for every open door, for every great work, there are always adversaries that want to hinder you from entering. It's one thing to know that God is opening doors, but it's another thing for you to enter and see the manifestation of the word of God. How many of you that are here today that say, Lord, I don't want it to be head knowledge, I don't want to be just excited about the word, but I want to see the manifestation of the word. Let the word become flesh in my life. I want to see the elevation. I want to see the promotion. Mantabo kosuta. Riboto kota rababa sita. Ribobobobo suta. Rikamamama sata. Rite kito roto kuta katete sita. Let there be manifestation, oh God, to every promise you have given, to every word you have spoken. Father, as you said, next level. Let us surely partake of the next level. Let us see the next level. Let us partake of it. Let us see, oh God, the manifestation of this next level in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let us see, oh God, we want to partake of it. Reboko soto, reboboko soto, ribobobo soto, rebebebetika, leko kolomonto, riboboto kosondo, ribobobobobo soto. Deal with those who oppose us, oh God. Deal with those who oppose us, oh God, whether be because of jealousy, whether be because of competition, whether be, Father God, because of their insecurities. Father, may you deal with those who oppose us. May you deal away. May you cut them off. Those who oppose us, cut them off. Those who've been trying and looking for ways of how to, oh God, hinder that which God wants to do in our lives. Those who have been stumbling blocks to our promotions, cut them off, oh God, remove them, oh Father, oh, deal away with them, ikababasunta, rikoto bobo bosonto, rebete kibalamanto, rubaka sukalamante ya, rikomontolo bosita. Ribobo kusamantelebo kosanta. In verse 10 it says, you know, Paul continues to say, and if Timothy comes, see that he may be with you without fear, for he does the work of the Lord as I also do. Which means that one of the things that may hinder you as you are being elevated, maybe the Lord has caused you to see, you know clearly what this elevation is about, what this promotion, what this increase, what this advancement is about. You know clearly God has opened your eyes. God, you know, has shown you the door. God has dealt with your adversaries. But now there's another adversary which is hindering you, which is fear. You know, Timothy, you know, Paul says, you know, that Timothy may be without fear. He may do the work of the Lord without fear. How many of us know that, you know, fear brings paralysis? Fear causes delays. Fear causes us not to enter, even though we have seen the door, even though we know the promotion, even though we see the great opportunity. But because one is afraid, then they don't enter into that promise. They don't enter into that door because of fear. So today, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah 41, fear not, for I am with you. So today, I want us to come and ask God to deal away with the spirit of fear. There might be different levels of fear. Fear of people, fear of starting new things, fear of not being seen, you are shy. There are different types of fears. Fear of men, fear of what they will say, fear of how they will, receive you in this new place where God is taking you, in this new dimension, in this new level where God is taking you, the fear of how they will perceive you. I want us to pray and deal away with fear. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, like Father God, Paul said to Timothy, Lord, we pray, Almighty God, remove every spirit of fear, remove every spirit of fear that might hinder, Almighty God, us from getting into these open doors, from getting into this great opportunity that you have opened up for us. Oh God, we pray, let us not be afraid, for the Lord is with us. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I want us to know that the Lord has a powerful hand. The Lord has a mighty righteous hand that is able to push you, that is able to push you into the place of your destiny, into the place of your call and assignment, into your promotion and elevation. May we ask God today to help us and push us forth into that predestined place, into that predestined elevation, into that predestined next level, in the name of Jesus. Father, we therefore pray this morning that Father God, you would help us, oh God, deal away with fear, remove all fear. May you come and strengthen us, may you come and push us forth with your mighty righteous hand, with your victorious hand. In other versions it says the victorious hand of God, in other versions it says the mighty hand of God. There is a righteous hand, there is a right hand of power, there is a hand that is able to push you forth. May we ask the Lord today to push us forth, to advance us, to elevate us, in the name of Jesus. Lord, now that you have opened our eyes, now that you have opened our ears, now that we have seen the door of opportunities, Lord, we therefore pray that may you help us. Oh God, give us all the help we need for this next level. Give us all the help we need for this next dimension. Give us all the help we need for this promotion. Give us all the help we need for your advancement. Oh God, we have, Almighty God, seen the door. We have seen the door. We see the door. We hear your voice. We have come up. And therefore, Father, we pray, oh God, may you come and help us, for there are things we need for this dimension where you are taking us, for there are things we need that, Father God, will be relevant for the dimension you are taking us into. And therefore, Father, we pray, oh God, that may you send us forth help, for our help cometh from the Lord. Oh God, we pray, may you send us forth help, may you send us forth help, whether be it financial help, whether be it wisdom, whether be it understanding, whether be it knowledge, whether be it human resources. Oh, mighty God, we pray, send us help. Send us help. Ribatoya, Rikamanto, Robobosuta, Rikalabateya, Rubato Kosoto, Rubababasute, Ribebebesita. Lord, may you send us forth help. Toto Kuta Rabatukubusuta. Send us all that we need, oh God, for this next level, for we have never been this way before. And therefore, we ask that you would help us. We have never been in this dimension before. We have never been in this next level before. And therefore, we need forth your help. May you give us angelic assistance. May you send us angels, oh God, that will help us in every way, in every point. Well, Father God, where you are taking us, We pray, oh Father, give us angelic assistance. Send your angels, almighty God, to assist us, oh Father, in this new dimension, in this next level, as you elevate us, as you take us higher. Father, we pray, send us forth help. Send us forth destiny helpers. We need destiny helpers that will help us, oh God, in these open doors. Send us destiny helpers. Oh, mighty God, destiny, oh, help us, kingdom, connections. We pray for kingdom connections. Oh, mighty God, oh, Father, you know what we need. You know when we need it and how we need it. And therefore we pray, send us forth help, oh God. Our help cometh from the Lord. Push us forth, oh God. Push us forth into this next level and send us help, all the necessary help we need, oh God. We don't want to look to the left or to the right, but we want to look to you. We look to you for help. We look to you for help. Oh God, give us help. Help us, help us, help us. Reboko yoboko sonto, give us help, oh God. Rabba koyanta, destiny alignment, align us with our destiny helpers, align us with kingdom connections, roboboko sonto, that we may take over and advance your kingdom, rubabababako sonto, rubububububu santa. Give us an apostolic grace to do this worker, this great worker, this great worker, this great door of opportunities, oh God. Give us apostolic push, apostolic sending, apostolic alignment, apostolic grace, that we may do it, oh God, according to your grace, by your spirit, according to your will, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for alignment. Align us, oh God. Align every area of our lives, every area. Align our families, align our churches, align our nations. Lord, we pray for the nations. We pray for the nations of the world, that you would align us to our destiny. Let every nation, oh God, be that is represented here, be aligned to the purpose of your will. Align every nation. Align South Africa to its purpose. Align South Africa to its purpose. Align South Africa. Align America, align, oh God, Africa, Europe, Asia, all continents, all nations, align them to their destiny, align them to your purpose, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, almighty God, that you will realign us. Manta, if we got out of the way as the nations and did not do the assignment you predestined us to do, realign us, oh God, realign us, that we may be in line with your purpose and your will, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray in Jesus' mighty name, and we believe that it is so. Almighty God, Lord, as we are closing this month of May, almighty God, Father, we therefore pray for realignment to our destinies, realignment to our purpose, realignment, realign the church of the Lord Jesus. Pato kura baba suta. Realign the church of the Lord. Ruba baba kasito lobobo soto. Realign the church of the Lord Jesus to its assignment. Boko soto. Most of the churches have moved away from the purpose and the plan of God. Oh my kasanta, because of the things of this world, because of the eye of the way, of the pride of life, the lust of the eye. And therefore, Lord, we pray, realign the church. Realign the church to its position. Realign the church to its destiny. Realign the church to its purpose. Almighty God, we pray for realignment. As you are elevating, as you are promoting, as you are advancing and increasing, Lord, we pray that realign us, so that we might not miss, oh God,
that which you want to do through us and how you want to do it through us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you the glory and the honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Blessings. Hallelujah. Blessings. Blessing. Blessing. Christina Davis. Blessings. Pastor John Walker. Blessings. Blessing. Blessing. Tanisha. Blessing. Thank you for joining in. Thank you for coming in, saints. Thank you for watching. Thank you for praying. May the Lord continue to pour his spirit of prayer in us, that even though we're going out of the live, let this prayer continue in our own closets, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bye. Shalom.